The forecast calls for temps to be in that 30-degree range for later today. More about that after the news update. It's 28 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Mother Nature is eyeing the East Coast. Snow and freezing rain expected this weekend from the Appalachians to the Northeast. But we don't know yet who's going to get what. A winter weather system has been moving through the country. Flu and COVID-19 infections have been increasing for weeks. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Centers for Disease Control is keeping an eye on the new JN1 variant of the coronavirus and the skyrocketing number of flu cases, noting that illnesses are up in 31 states. Director Mandy Cohen says this year's flu shot is well matched to the current strain, but only about 44% of U.S. adults have gotten flu shots so far, and only 19% got the latest COVID vaccine.
Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to do something it's never done.
The ex-president wants the high court to review a Colorado Supreme Court ruling banning him from the state's ballot. The decision marked the first time a section of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection was used to keep a presidential contender off the ballot. The Civil War era clause has been used so sparingly that the nation's highest court has never ruled on it. Trump's move comes a day after he appealed a ruling by Maine's top elections official that he's ineligible for the state's ballot over his role in the Capitol riot. Trump remains on the ballot in both states while the appeals play out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over that new law that would let police arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. Now to New Jersey and a search for a killer. An imam in New Jersey has died after being shot outside his mosque in Newark. Authorities are searching for the gunman who killed Hassan Sharif. This is AP News. Now to the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
San Francisco finally has installed nets to stop suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge. Nearly 2,000 people have plunged to their deaths since the bridge opened in 1937. Iron worker Ed Reyes says the nets are on both sides of the bridge.
It's stainless steel, and it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people as they fall into the net.
Dana Whitmer's son committed suicide at the Golden Gate Bridge in 2007.
Suicides by so many methods have decreased, and Golden Gate Bridge is the only one that's increased.
Whitmer doesn't think her son would have jumped if the nets were there.
They're going to go, well, I can't do this. Let me go find another method.
Critics say it's a lot of money to spend to deter people who are determined to end their lives and who will just find another way to do it. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today, a high in the low 30s, peaks of sunshine and northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 20. Friday, mostly cloudy and milder, a high of 35. Friday night, 24. Saturday, 35 with flurries possible during the day. For Sunday, 35 with some peaks of sunshine. And Monday, 33 with a 50% chance of light snow. At the WRCO studios this morning, rise and shine time following a 31-degree midnight mark. We're down from that. The current reading is the overnight low. It is 28 degrees. Good morning on this Thursday, the 4th of January. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly still there. Oh, say the
religion in glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now you get your holy Bible in the back of the book. The book of Revelation is the place you look. If you understand it and you can, if you try, the Lord is a-coming from his throne on high. Reading in the Bible all the things he said. He said he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you gonna be among the chosen few? Or will you make it through? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
There you go. We start the day in a positive way with Mr. Pat Boone and a wonderful time up there. Pat Boone did the honors for our national anthem as well. It was a Pat Boone twin spin to open the broadcast day here at the WRCO studios. Yours truly, Phil Nee, in to keep you company. It is a, well, sort of a chilly day, although not bad. I've been trying to keep my New Year's resolution, so last night doing a little bit of walking around in the yard and the driveway and getting a little fresh air. After the wind died down, it wasn't too bad last night. Certainly could be a lot more worse in early January. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, 28 degrees as we start the day and prepare for the chores. Hopefully your challenges are few today. It was a challenge for the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost again last night to the Pacers. Kind of a rare two-game losing streak and to the same team, too. A bit surprising, but the Bucks seem to have a little problem playing defense these days. Although pretty much everybody does in the NBA. Let's get at what we got to get at today. Here's Marty Stewart on the Light in the Milk House show.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted. Even though she can tear it apart, I'm tempted. I'm tempted. Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her. I'm tempted. Tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny I'm tempted. One look and you'll know why I'm tempted. So if I burn by the flame, there's no one but me to blame. 'Cause every time she calls my name, I'm tempted. Tempted and trying. Deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. Tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I'm tempted.
On the Mel Cow Show, 5:14 the time. A reminder, on this Thursday morning, the Brewer Public Library will hold preschool story time today at 10:30, and they'll be doing that during the month of January. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. Vernon County Human Services Department will assist individuals with power of attorney for health care documents the first Thursday of each month from 9 until noon at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County. To make an appointment, call 608-637-5201 or 1-888-637-1323. Accelerate Recovery, a 12-step recovery program, meets Thursdays from 6:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. For more information or a ride, call Tom at 608-604-4510 or Laura at 608-604-6780. 5:15 the time, as we hit the ground running on a Thursday. This is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Sitting alone in the dark, waste wasting my time in the park, 'cause I got nowhere to go. Had me a job till the market fell out. Tried hard to borrow, but there was no help. Now I've got nowhere to go. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. One last look in the land, auctioneer with his gavel in hand, and he says it's got to go. Work this piece all my life.
519. Good morning on a Thursday, January 4th. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Tyrese Halliburton had 31 points and 12 assists, and the Indiana Pacers pulled away for a 47-point third quarter, beating Milwaukee 142-130 on Wednesday for their fifth straight victory and a second over the Bucks in 3 days. A tough one for the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists, falling just short of his fourth triple-double of the season. Damian Lillard added 23 and 5 assists, and Chris Middleton overcame a sprained right wrist and a sore knee to finish with 19 points. Cleveland 140, Washington 101, Atlanta 141, Oklahoma City 138, New Orleans beat Minnesota 117-106, Toronto 116, Memphis 111, Houston 112, Brooklyn 101, New York 116, Chicago 100, Dallas 126, Portland 97. The Clippers got a win against Phoenix 131-122. Utah won in overtime over Detroit 154-148. Miami 110, the Lakers 96, and in two overtimes, Sacramento beat Orlando 138-135. College basketball rated teams. Miami beat number 16 Clemson 95-82 and Seton Hall over number 23 Providence 61-57. From the NHL, New Jersey 6-3 over Washington, and Toronto picked up a win 2-1 over Anaheim in overtime. In women's basketball, Unique Drake scored 24, and St. John's scored the win against number 19 Marquette, 57-56. Jair Alexander said yesterday he's very grateful to be a part of the Packers, and he won't repeat the conduct that led the team to suspend him. The 26-year-old cornerback also said he wants to remain with the Packers beyond this season. That's an update on sports.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center provides professional service you can trust. It's service just as close as a call to 649-4488. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. Call 647-8842 today. Office is located in Richland Center. Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin is your Mohawk Color Center, your one-stop shop for flooring, plus cabinet and countertop design and installation.
Woo-wee! Ready to go on a Thursday? Yes, indeed, but I'm not officially ready until I hear the gentle strains of that aerobic polka. Here we go! There you go, the Squeeze Box Band featuring Jim Busta and Molly B and Ted Lang and Everybody Polka. The world would be a much better place if everybody would just take a little time and do the aerobic polka every day. 28 degrees here in Richland Center. We're headed toward around 31 later on with a few peaks of sunshine. That'd be good. It's been a while, right? This is Eddie Arnold.
It's been a real long day. Now here we are, sipping wine by candlelight. Let's take a walk beneath the stars. There's a full moon out tonight. We've been so busy, babe, doing things that two people have to do. The night is young and we're alone. Let's spend it all on me and you. Let's get it while we're getting
feels good. Love like we never thought we could. Let's make this moment last forever. Times like these are precious and few. I want to spend them all with you, oh baby. Let's get it while it getting's good. It amazes me the way time flies. It seems we never have enough to spend. We turn around, another year has gone by. Think of all the good love that we shared. Right now is all we may ever have. Let's enjoy our love all the way. Let's take tonight and make a memory and keep it in our hearts for always. Let's get it while we're getting good. Love like we never thought we could. Let's make this moment last forever. Times like these are precious and few. I want to spend them all with you, oh baby. Let's get it while we're getting good. Let's make this moment last forever. Times like these are precious and few. I want to spend them all with you, oh baby. Let's get it while the getting's good. Let's get it while the getting's good. Love like we never thought we could. Let's make this moment last forever.
I just wanna be your candle, honey. I just wanna be your candle, baby. Let the sun shine on.
Walking cane, you can lean on me.
And I don't wanna
Max Allen Jr. and Margo Smith on WRCO Radio. It is 5:30. Good morning. Time now for an update on the farm news and markets. We're at 28 degrees in Richland Center.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service in real estate, household, hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tim Slack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Smaller sale last week and decent crowd. Large squares topped at $215 a ton and large rounds at $150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have two online only auctions up and running right now. One ending January 10th at 6 p.m. soft close, and another ending January 17th at 6 p.m. again soft close. Go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
A positive sign from farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy, the Clean Fuels Conference, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. Farmers are more confident in their farm's financial performance, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. Economist Jim Minter says the Farm Financial Performance Index has gone up 11 points since before harvest.
A lot of that was related to the fact that yields were better than expected, particularly when you think about what was taking place during the dry weather period of last summer. People were very concerned about yields and the impact that was going to have on their farm's financial situation. That turned out better than expected for most people.
He tells Brownfield the financial situation at the end of the year was also surprising.
To some extent, prices held up better than expected. We've seen some weakness, obviously, lately, but nevertheless, during a bulk of the fall harvest period and up to when we were doing the survey, people felt better about that.
Overall, the Ag Economy Barometer fell 1 point to 114, and both the sub-indices fell 1 point from their November readings. The head of autonomy at an agricultural technology company says automation on farms today is being built out of necessity. Fielden's Nick Rocca tells Brownfield.
50 years ago, growers were having this same conversation about how do we mechanize, where are machines going? And this revolution 50 years ago was mechanization. And now, 50 years later, it's automation.
Rocca says their company uses precision data to find efficiencies and help farmers manage unsustainable labor and equipment costs.
On a 10-hour workday, where is that tractor going and what's it doing? If I'm a grower and I want that tractor to go spray or I want him to go disc, I know that that guy using that tractor has 8 to 10 hours to do that job. How much did he get done?
He expects automation in agriculture over the next 5 years to see exponential growth as the technology becomes more available. A lack of soil moisture could influence planting decisions this spring. Iowa corn and soybean grower Corey Hillebo says,
I've been flocking some seed lately for myself and for some customers. I actually sell a little seed as well. And I'm leaning on the hybrids that have better drought scores. I will say that. And those generally are our good products anyway.
He suggests other farmers are thinking the same.
We can definitely tell because a lot of those hybrids are actually getting to be in short supply.
Hillebo says overall crop budgets for 2024 don't look as good compared to last year. Weather was mostly warm and wet in Wisconsin as 2024 kicked off. The warmer temperatures did lead some alfalfa to break dormancy. That could cause some damage later this winter. Corn is still unharvested in some parts of northern Wisconsin. The USDA's weekly crop progress and condition reports will resume in April. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A strong day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a very light, scattered round of direct cash cattle business that took place on Wednesday. Dress deals in the north were marked at $275 to $278. That's $2 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Business in the south was quiet. Look for additional trade to take place sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers under 750 pounds were $8 to $15 higher, with heavier weights mostly steady. Heifer calves under 500 pounds were steady. First 500 to 700 pounds were $8 to $10 higher, and yearlings were $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good, with several attractive consignments of weaned calves and yearlings on offer. Medium and large one feeder steers, 610 to 649 pounds, brought $252.50 to $277. Feeder steers, 700 to 748 pounds, brought $228 to $246. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 652 to 697 pounds, brought $216 to $234.50. Box beef closed sharply lower and nearly steady on weak to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice was down $6.31 at $278.03. Select was a penny lower at $258.85. Estimated cattle slaughter was 128,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday afternoon, but the ample supplies of market-ready hogs allow processors to move needed numbers at their own pace, which in many cases right now means at lower prices. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, but domestic demand continues its struggle. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 25 cents lower with a weighted average of $44.88. The Iowa Minnesota was down 3 cents with a weighted average of $46. And the Western Corn Belt closed a nickel higher with a weighted average of $45.99. Pork values were lower, down $2.32 at $82.78. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and up 4,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for direct business to develop. Box beef was actually mixed at midday. And lean hog futures were mixed, adjusting spreads as concerns about long-term demand continue. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn. Then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are both mostly firm ahead of CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil. January beans were down 4.5 at 1269.5. March was up 3.5 at 1277. March corn was 1.5 higher at 465 and a quarter. May was up a penny at 478. Live and feeder cattle were mixed out of this week's widespread direct business. February live was down 7 at 171.85, and April was up 25 at 174.75. January feeders were 65 higher at 226.07. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads. February lean was down 2 cents at 65.30. The April contract was 30 lower at 72.20. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. soybeans are an export success story, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Roughly half of the annual U.S. soybean crop is exported. Lovington, Illinois farmer Stan Bourne is chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
We talk a lot about the nutrition components of U.S. soy. It's a little bit different than other sources of origin relative to amino acids and energy levels. So it makes better feed, basically. It makes better oil because of some of the characteristics of the refining. But we also talk about our ability to deliver. And sustainability is a big issue for us in many, many markets.
Bourne says China is the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. soybeans.
China is the world's largest consumer of soybeans. They import about 108 million metric tons. That's like nearly a third of the world's production. So they are the gorilla in the room.
Will that gorilla continue to buy U.S. soy? Bourne thinks so.
The relationship, of course, you know, has been a bit strained between our two countries, which I think is natural. Whenever you have two superpowers like that, there's going to be things where we compete, where we disagree on. But in the case of agriculture, and particularly in soybeans, that's not one of those areas.
Bourne says he believes the global demand for protein will continue to grow in the years ahead, and U.S. soybean growers will be stepping up to meet that demand. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder cattle sale is at 9 a.m. It's an all-beef, new crop calf yearling sale featuring red-hided cattle, as well as accepting all breeds of beef. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call 608-994 for 2020.
Beware of so-called animal rescue operations. I'm Larry Lee with the Dairy Update on Brownfield. The Animal Agriculture Alliance is cautioning livestock farmers about the threat of animal activists so-called rescuing animals from large farms. Abby Cornegay tells Brownfield members of Direct Action Everywhere have been in several ongoing trials.
It's cut and dry theft, but this has really gained them a lot of momentum. They went on a kind of a cross-country trip teaching people about this right to rescue, how to break into farms, how to steal animals.
Cornegay says that organization has also released an investigation manual on their tactics for other extremists to follow.
It's a huge threat. A lot of farmers live on their property. Biosecurity is a huge risk. Activist groups are not really wearing the appropriate PPE when they come to your farm to steal animals.
She says fencing, no trespassing signs, cameras, and good lighting can help keep farms safe, but owners also need to be proactive at creating relationships with local law enforcement. Cornegay says that being transparent on social media and with community members can help increase the transparency of added security measures. Direct Action Everywhere's CEO was found guilty in a California court of conspiracy and trespassing following protests on two poultry farms in 2019. He got 90 days in jail and probation. Milk futures were lower. The cash dairy markets mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. January Class 3 milk down 10 cents at 1531. February down 8 cents, 1555. March down a dime to 1619. April down 2 cents at 1708. May through November contracts range from a penny lower in May and October to 11 cents lower in November. Dry whey was up 1.5 cents at 40 cents. No sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2.5 cents at 145.5. One sale there. Barrels went down 2.5 cents to 141.5. Half with two sales. Butter unchanged at 268.5, but no sales. Not that dry milk up 0.75 cents to 118 with one sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Good morning. Today's high temperature will reach the low 30s. We could get a few peaks of sunshine today. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 20. Friday, mostly cloudy and milder, a high of 35. 35 for Saturday with perhaps some steadier snow later at night. And Sunday, 35 with a few peaks of sunshine. Monday, a 50% chance of light snow. And Tuesday, that forecast has been kind of hinting at snow for quite a while. Now, at this point, they're talking about a 50% chance of light snow with small accumulations for our immediate area. Tony has more coming up about that in a few minutes. Right now it's 28 degrees, our overnight low.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. All the chapel bells were ringing, 'twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love. From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
Bet it ain't raining back home. Your sister's still on the phone. Bet mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken, wishing that I hadn't done wrong.
Mama, don't you worry about it none though. Everything's gonna be all right, mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, mama. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane, and you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. Yesterday's May, wishing that the hay was all bay. I bet he's wishing we could go fishing, but here I am laying in jail.
Well, Papa, don't you worry about it none now. Everything's gonna be all right, Papa. They're teaching us a lesson today. We're learning pretty well, too. We've already learned a whole lot of stuff already. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane, and you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane, and you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change. Day.
checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good shakers. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse James.
Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings on the old Light in the Mail Cow Show. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday, the 4th of January. Tony's weather is coming up right around the bend here today. We'll keep you updated on today and weather for the weekend. Looks like some pretty mild for January stuff coming up. Here's Jack Green on the Mail Cow Show.
The pages of the past are filled with names of men and mountains they've climbed. It's the nature of a man to go and seek the thrill he builds within his mind. But I don't have to climb the highest mountain to feel the greatest thrill in all eternity. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell. While others all around me lay their tracks of tangled patterns justifying that the new love they've discovered is no different than the ones they've left behind. I find a brand new adventure every evening and keep that same old path beneath my feet. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell. Should I go running to the corners of the earth, seeking out the pleasures of its charms? And why should I be wondering what the world holds for me when I hold a world in my arms? No, I don't have to climb the highest mountain to feel the greatest thrill in all eternity. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell. Just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell, and the whole world comes to me.
Sometimes when he comes home, I'm cooking breakfast. I haven't slept awake all night long. I've been laying in bed thinking like a woman, wondering if my man's been doing me wrong. To think he might be out with another woman makes my temper with jealousy. But all these years I've never caught him cheating. I guess he needs some time away from me. But when he loves me, he really loves me, there's nothing left for me to say. Oh, when he everything all right today, I'd rather wander a little and have his loving. 'Cause when he loves me all the way. When he loves me, he really loves me, there's nothing left for me to say. Everything all right today. I'd rather wander a little and have his loving.
loves me, he loves me all the way. Cause when he loves me, he loves me all the way.
Tammy Wynette on the Light in the Milk Cow Show from WRCO. Tony's up next with weather. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at quiet weather across the region for the next few days yet. Temperatures still hovering several degrees above normal as well. Now, there will be a weather system kind of crossing the Midwest as we head into late Friday and Saturday. Looks like it will be split into two pieces with one going southeast of us. So Illinois and southeast Wisconsin has a better chance of snow showers by early Saturday, as well as a broad area of light snow from the Dakotas through the north two-thirds of Minnesota into northern Wisconsin. That area could see 1 to 2 inches through Saturday nights. We're going to be caught in between, so just a chance of a little dusting of light snow, mainly Saturday nights. That looks like it'll pass away. We'll have quiet weather return Sunday into early Monday. Then a large storm system will take shape over the southern plains Monday, track up toward the central Great Lakes by Tuesday. The current data keeps the bulk of the heavier snow down toward Chicago, Milwaukee, and into lower Michigan, but we'll certainly keep an eye on it. There could be another snow system impacting us by next Thursday. Here's a forecast for today. Clouds mixed with some peaks of sunshine, high near 31. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming westerly. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy, low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and milder, high in the mid-30s. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, cloudy, low 24. Saturday, cloudy with flurries possible during the day. And perhaps some steady or slight snow moving in later Saturday night, highs in the mid-30s. Sunday, cloudy, then some peaks of sun in the afternoon, low 24, high near 35. Monday, mostly cloudy, low 21, high 33. We have a 50% chance of light snow Monday night into Tuesday. There could be some small accumulations. Breezy on Tuesday, high of 33. And Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 29. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
28 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 36. Record high, 53 in 1880. The record low for January 4th, 1964. It was 26 below zero. Also a high of 36 a year ago. The low is 31. Sunset will happen at 4:39 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be around 7:33 this morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.29 is up slightly. No precipitation today. After an earlier reading of 31, we're at our overnight low. It's 28 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.